Venezuela's populist president plans to redistribute huge chunks of ranch land to small farmers. Hugo Chavez is acting on an issue that is central to Latin American politics. Over the years, land reform has been a major cause for leftist leaders from Chile to Cuba. In Venezuela, the land reform plan is prompting ranch owners to say the government is violating their property rights. Brian Ellsworth reports from Otto Pinheiro Ranch in the Venezuelan plains.
Otto Pinheiro has for years drawn tourists from around the world fascinated by the exotic birds and wildlife of the Venezuelan plains. The 195,000-acre ranch, one of the largest in the country, is also home to 11,000 head of cattle that are sold for meat. But within weeks, nearly half of this ranch is likely to be impounded by the government and redistributed to poor farmers. Land authorities say Pinheiro's territory was stolen from the state nearly a century ago and therefore belongs to the Venezuelan government. Jaime Perez, president of the company that owns Pinheiro, says this decision violates private property rights.
We purchased legally the land in the 1950s and we have title for that. So there are enough documents to prove title and deeds to the land.
This type of dispute is becoming increasingly common in Venezuela today. After a resounding victory in a recall referendum last August, President Chavez has launched a campaign to redistribute Venezuelan land holdings. The Venezuelan government this year has ruled that five ranches, including Pinheiro, do not have legal title. Authorities have already started giving land to small farmers on several of these ranches. Government leaders like Eliezer Otaiza, president of Venezuela's National Land Institute, say Venezuela urgently needs land reform. Otaiza says 90% of farmland is controlled by just 1% of the population.
Un pequeño grupo de personas o corporaciones manejan casi la totalidad de las tierras.
A small group of people and corporations control almost all the country's land. Most of that land is underused or idle.
Otaiza says the land reform initiative will help the country produce more of its own food rather than relying on imports. One person who stands to benefit from this campaign is 34-year-old Luis Eduardo Garcia. He is a squatter who grows vegetables and feeds four head of cattle on a small plot of land 20 miles from Pinheiro. Beneath the awning of a blue zinc shack, Garcia talks with other small farmers about how President Chavez has helped the country's campesinos. He says this land belongs to Venezuela, not to private landowners.
Estas tierras son de la nación.
This land belongs to the nation. It belongs to the Venezuelan campesinos. They all own a small piece of this land.
The government hopes to boost the amount of productive farmland from 5 million to 25 million acres over the next 5 years by parceling out small plots to farmers like Garcia. Critics of the land reform project say President Chavez is flouting Venezuelan law. José Luis Betancourt, president of the National Ranchers Federation, says the government is not respecting due process.
Está pasando por encima de normativas.
This program is skirting laws and norms that are established in our Constitution. This is unacceptable.
Ranchers and landowners are contesting the land redistribution with legal challenges in the country's courts. For NPR News, I'm Brian Ellsworth in Caracas.